This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. The marketing wars between carriers over the next generation of wireless networks escalated quickly. Sprint has sued AT&T over a branding campaign that it says falsely tells customers they're receiving 5G when they might not be receiving 5G exactly, whatever 5G is at the moment, which apparently nobody really knows. We'll get to the bottom of all of it after these tech headlines. In a lengthy post on the web platform Medium, founder of Amazon Jeff Bezos accused National Enquirer publisher American Media Inc. of trying to blackmail him by threatening to release embarrassing photos, escalating a fight that began with the tabloid's revelations of his alleged extramarital affair. Mr. Bezos alleges American Media demanded that he call off investigators he brought in to determine how the Enquirer obtained his personal text messages for the initial article it published. American Media said it acted lawfully in the reporting of the Bezos story. The journals Lucas I. Alpert and Laura Stevens have the latest at WSJ.com. Apple said it would pay a 14-year-old from Arizona who discovered a major flaw in its FaceTime video chat software. As you may remember, the flaw was discovered by high school freshman Grant Thompson while playing Fortnite. The bug was a serious one. It allowed one FaceTime user calling another in a group chat to listen in or even see video while the recipient's Apple device was still ringing. The flaw has since been patched as of late last week. A cyber attack rattles Australian Parliament. It was hit by a cyber attack Friday that authorities believe came from overseas. The attack was intercepted early and there was no breach of confidential information. The Wall Street Journal reports that hackers targeted the seat of government, but authorities said it did not appear to be an attempt to influence coming elections. The source of the latest Australian attack is not yet known, but the country's main cyber defense agency, the Australian Signals Directorate, said that, quote, necessary steps are being taken to mitigate the compromise and minimize any harm, end quote. Coming up, Sprint accuses AT&T of false advertising of 5G service, how the lawsuit escalates an industry-wide branding battle over the next generation of wireless networks. Sprint has sued AT&T over a branding campaign that it says falsely tells customers that they are receiving 5G service on their smartphones. Here to weigh in on the latest marketing battle in this big war between the carriers over 5G is Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Krauss. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. So when AT&T started putting a 5G E label on some smartphone screens, the E again is it stands for evolution. You know, competitors gripe. People on this podcast were like, eh, not really. But now Sprint is saying, no, not really. Can you explain its case and why they say AT&T misleads us about 5G?
Yes. So let's refer to this as sort of the escalation of the marketing wars over 5G, which for listeners who are not aware is the sort of next generation of wireless service. All four of the major carriers are racing to roll out their upgraded networks and to make 5G available, but very few devices right now are compatible with true 5G service. AT&T has made some improvements in its network that are providing speeds that are two times faster or twice as fast, I should say, as the standard LTE service. And on those on devices that are in range for that advanced service, they're putting the 5GE indicator on smartphone screens. Sprint is saying that's not true 5G service and you should stop using that tag. And they have raised their complaint to a formal lawsuit. So they are suing AT&T saying that this is false and misleading for consumers. And they are asking for injunctive relief, basically, to stop AT&T from being able to use that tag.
And how does AT&T defend the way it's been branding 5G?
They say that it is just letting customers know that their device is in an area where they're getting much better service and that the service improvements that they have made are laying the foundation for the 5G upgrades.
As you say, this perfectly illustrates how competitive the carriers are in this race for 5G, whatever it is. There's really, you know, no clear answer, especially if you ask the big carriers.
So I will say every time there is a new generation of wireless service, there is this sort of scrappiness between the carriers. They want to stake their claim on being the first to roll out that network or have the first device that's compatible with it. So that, in like a historical scheme, mm-hmm. is not unusual. Verizon had put in place in-home 5G pre-standard equipment, which means it wasn't in compliance with the still evolving international standards.
Right.
It was using its own standards and its own equipment that it would later upgrade. So other carriers criticized Verizon for calling that 5G because it was not in compliance with international standards. And so now the sort of latest tussle is this one with AT&T over its use of the 5G e-tag on smartphone screens, with other carriers saying, no, that's not real 5G. But what 5G, you know, sort of promises to open up is much more connected devices, new applications that can be built on top of the faster network. It's lower latency, it's higher speed, it's larger throughput. So there's a lot of tenets of it that open up new applications and new ways in which it's likely to change industries. But no one really has a clear answer on exactly what that's going to look like in practice, nor have the carriers really articulated what it's going to cost either consumers or enterprises. And their challenge in 5G, which is something that is sort of a pain point from 4G, is how they get a piece of the action. So 4G sort of gave birth to our app economy, the Ubers of the world. You know, came to be, the carriers didn't necessarily get a piece of that action. So they're very cognizant in whatever comes from 5G, they want to get in on that from
that
a revenue perspective.
That makes a lot of sense.
So what real 5G is sort of the like subject of carrier wars right now. And it is a very competitive market in the U.S. for smartphones. Carriers are in a race to add to their role of subscribers.
Yeah, the 5G hype is very real.
It's real.
Always, it's very
it's the year of the 5G hype 2019.
Absolutely. Sarah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's it for the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.